Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be walking in such holiness that there'll be a contrast between you and the world. Right now, most people can't tell the difference between a good Christian and a good non-Christian, but there is a difference. God's about ready to release his glory where, you know, you see the pictures of the saints with the halos over their head. Well, that's because the best way the artist could describe the glory of God that was radiating from them. And when you're walking this realm, which God is ready to get you to walk into, and he can trust you with finances, you are going to be the head and not the tail. And God has principles. He has patterns for you to be blessed. And many Christians, good Christians, have thrown out the baby with the dirty bathwater because they've seen the abuse in raising money and that you see all the time on radio, Christian radio and Christian television. And they've seen that it's a greed motivation. But God wants you to walk in his spiritual principles, and he wants to bless you as much as his heart was to bless Abraham. Now, Joan Hunter, where the rubber meets the road, is not what you preach. It's what you live. Tell me how these principles have released open heavens in the financial arena over your family.
The word of God says, number one, we're to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. It doesn't mean to exclude your family or yourself. The financial blessings, as I talk about, are not to exclude me and my family. I practice what I preach in every area of my life. As I teach and as I minister, I do majority of it, and my books are majority of it, are based on personal experiences, which I think are the best. Now, in regards to my family, I could spend the next 80 hours just telling you some of the things that God has done in my family, specifically financially. Many years ago when my daughter was pregnant with her first child, and the baby was getting ready to come in a few months, and then they looked at the price of disposable diapers and, you know, cloth diapers, and they, you know, weighed out the finances, and she's phenomenal at in the area of finances. And she says, well, in order for us to have disposable diapers, you know, the daddy, Ted's going to have to go and get a second job in order to do that. And we'd rather have the cloth diapers so he could spend more time with his son. And, you know, natural mind, grandma, okay, it's better for the baby to be in the disposable. I can help with $25 a week maybe or something like that. And trying to be as the mother and the grandmother to help in the natural. And I said, you know, and then I went and priced them, and I'm like, man, that's enough for a day or two. And I'm like, no wonder he doesn't, they're so expensive, it's crazy. And so I said, why don't we just pray and ask God for to bless you with some diapers, you know? And let's ask, you know, you've left God out of the scenario, which is good to plan it financially, but you got to let God in there too. It's like, oh, Mom, you know, like God's going to bless us with diapers, you know? And so anyway, they live in Nashville. I flew home to Houston. The next day, I got a phone call saying, does your daughter need diapers? And I'm like, yes. And, well, I live in Nashville, and I have these boxes and cases of diapers. Can I take them to her? I'm like, yes. Didn't need to pray about that one because we'd already prayed. The next day, the lady comes, and she puts three or four massive cases of diapers on the front porch, rings the doorbell, and my daughter, Charity, goes to the door, opens the door, and is trying to see who it is behind all these boxes. And the lady says, here's some diapers. Can you help me get the other cases out of my van? So she brought all these cases in and then continued giving more. We had another source that gave us some more. And I have three grandchildren from that daughter and another daughter that has one. And they're still using some of the diapers that were given over almost 7 years ago.
You know, God is a very generous God.
Abundantly above all we could ever ask, hope, or dream of, even to the point of diapers.
But I think this is pretty amazing. How about the need for college? How'd you handle that with all these daughters?
So many times. And the process of what I went through about 12 years ago and having to be divorced and because of biblical reasons and a variety of other things like that. And standing, praying, believing, and he's the one that made all the money. And then we had three girls out of the four in college at the time. Mm. And I'm like, God, how am I going to do this? I can't even do food, much less pay their college. Two of them were in a community college. The government just started sending money, sending monthly checks so they wouldn't even have to work, that they could just go to school, paid for all of their school, all their car expense, all their gasoline, their everything, all their expenses. While they were in college, I had another daughter who was a senior at Oral Roberts University, who's now a doctor, who was up there, and she got a Scholastic scholarship. She got a grant from the government. She has already been turned down from the government and everything. And she just, I mean, out of $17,500 for her senior year, this is years ago, out of $17,500, she had to pay $1,400 for a senior year. I couldn't have even gotten food for 6 months for her for that amount of money.
You know, if it works for you, if it works for your family, if it works in third world countries, then if it's not working, that means that you have to figure out where you're missing it. And there are many hidden hindrances and roadblocks to receiving finances. Give me an example of some.
There's so often times that people are wanting to get from God, not just receive, but get from God. But the Word of God says in Luke 6:38, if we give or as we give, we will receive. And as we give, there's conditions for God's promises. It doesn't say God's going to give and give and give and give. It says as we give, as we do our part, we're going to receive. Now, that means, obviously, finances, because that's what we're talking about. But as you give love, you're going to get love pressed down, shaken together, running over. As you sow in hate and judgment, you are going to reap in hate and judgment. And God wants to take, he wants to bless us, but he doesn't want to bless our greed. He wants to bless us so that we, in turn, can bless other people. And there's many times through the Scripture that it talks about that we need to give. Once again, Deuteronomy 8:18, he's given you the power to get wealth. People are praying, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me. Father, I thank you for you're going to meet my needs, but they're not willing to give. And then it's like, Father, I thank you. Somehow or another, you're going to supernaturally bless me. Oh, man, I am, then the conversation, I am so tired. I am just working morning and night, and they've given me 20 hours of overtime. I'm so exhausted. You know, Father, I thank you that you're going to supernaturally bless me financially. And it's like, hello, God is. You know, he's giving you 20 hours of time and a half or double time. And so often the answer to our financial needs shows up with overalls, that we've got to work for those finances.
I think people are in a fantasy when it comes to these principles. And by the way, when someone follows the principles that you outline in your new book, Supernatural Provision, Financial Freedom, it works in every area of their life.
Every area, every country.
It's not just money.
Mm-hmm.
It's their marriages, it's their health, it's everything. God is interested in the whole person.
Right. Totally. And this, you know, you're listening to the program, it's like, well, they just want money. Well, you know what? We, both Sid Roth and Joan Hunter, want you to be blessed. This is not about how we can get more money. This is about how you can be supernaturally blessed, supernatural provision. I mean, how exciting would it be to write a tithe check for $1 million? you're going to have so much left over, you can send a million to It's Supernatural. And God wants to bless you in every area of your life. And when I sign all of my emails, I'm blessed to be a blessing.
Tell me about the cars. Your family has an anointing for cars.
It sure does, and it is awesome what God is doing in the area of cars. I had my daughter again, Charity, who was expecting number two, and she's now had three. And when number two was coming, she says, "We've got to get a bigger car because my car can't handle two car seats, and the seat belt's broken." And you know, and it's like, and she's like, "I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford it." You know, I've just started a new business, and and I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I said, and she says, "I've got $6,000 saved up, but that's not enough to buy like an SUV type car." And, you know, and I said, "Well, why don't you," and I said, "I really appreciate how good you are with finances, how you have this whole thing planned out." And I said, "You are phenomenal at what you do." I said, "But you've kind of left God out of this." And I said, "Why don't we pray and ask God to bless you a car?" Once again, "Oh, Mom," they don't say that anymore. They just go, Mom, and thank you, Jesus. And so I had a prophetic word for her, and God says that God is going to bless her with a car, which will be part natural, part supernatural. And so she says, "Okay, you know, we'll just kind of see how it pans out." And so the next time I came to see her, and she was still pregnant, she had a picture of the car on her refrigerator, the car, and underneath it, the car that God's going to bless us with. And I thought, yes, they do listen, they do listen. And so about a month later, she was still pregnant. A friend of mine had two vehicles, and she was going to get rid of them. And one of them was, the one that she was going to get rid of, is the sister vehicle to what was on the fridge. Same color, same interior,
Joan, we're out of time, but we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. You have to get her brand new book, Supernatural Provision, Financial Freedom, and the two CDs, End Time Economics and Financial Freedom. I tell you that there is such an anointing for finances on Joan Hunter, it's going to rub off on you. Available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.